Let me ask you this. Have you been following the latest twists and turns with the name change of the Washington football team?
I have been following. I mean, if it's the last 24 hours of another twist, I don't know. I would like the Red Tails would be a cool name. I do see Amazon is dropping out along with all the others. And what I think is what Daniel Snyder is doing is probably looking at his balance sheet. And when he goes in the red and keeping the name turns into negative money, then he'll find religion.
You see, I wonder about that. And this is the thing, because let's talk about where the corporations are at this point.
Okay.
Nike not having, you can't buy the gear through the Nike website anymore. Target, like the Target right by my house, they've taken them off the shelf. Unbelievable. Used to have a huge display. Walmart not selling the Washington football gear anymore. You mentioned Amazon just now. You got 40% of the team's ownership trying to get out because working with Dan Snyder has just become too bothersome and too loathsome. I mean, so FedEx, of course, coming in. Now, these corporations didn't, this is my analysis, they didn't just find religion all of a sudden. They didn't just decide, my goodness, it's so important for us to be on the right side of history. No, I mean, what's happened, and this is why I've talked to leading Native American activists, and they share this analysis, is that the Black Lives Matter movement, this 50-state national uprising against racism, has just completely rearranged everything. And these corporations have decided that if they're going to connect with a younger generation that is not only less white than older generations, but also more left-wing, less
Yes.
tolerant of intolerance,
Yes.
the base of Bernie, if you will. These folks are not going to put up with racist team names like the Washington football team. And so that's why this is happening. And but here's the real issue. Here's the kicker. What the heck is Dan Snyder going to do? Because I don't think Dan Snyder is motivated by money. I think he's motivated by ego. And if he thinks that his ego is being trapped in a corner and he has to do whatever the mob says he has to do and all the rest of it, Donald Trump came out strongly for the name earlier this week. If Dan Snyder even feels a little bit of a wind at his back, I mean, come on now. This whole thing can change very quickly. That's what I think anyway. I don't trust Dan Snyder as far as I could throw him. I've said it once, I've said it a million times. He's George Costanza with hair. He's the Seinfeld character. He has nothing but these kind of pressing, sweaty insecurities. There's this whole weird dynamic where he doesn't want to change the name because his father wouldn't have wanted him to change the name, and it's all very wrought and psychological and Freudian. And I don't have a lot of faith. I really don't. Until that team takes the field with a new name, I don't have faith in it. The Red Tails would be very cool, no doubt about it. And but I don't care what the name is, as long as it A, isn't connected in any way, shape, or form to Native American imagery. Don't want him calling him the Washington Arrows or something like that. And B, that it gets done. So that's my take on this whole thing, man.
I mean, I
I
can't
just
say you're
want to
wrong. You sound like you know the psyche of Dan Snyder better than I do,
God,
and I've been studying.
I've spent 20 years, unfortunately, mired in this guy's head.
Well, I know, and you wrote a book on sports owners and very flattering depictions of Snyder. But I'm not saying you're wrong, and I don't know what's in his head. Let me just find a middle ground right here. The name change begins with him losing money on it. And then so if he starts to lose money by not changing the name, then it's okay, it's about his ego. But if he has an ego and they're still making money off the name, then there's nothing to talk about. So the conversation begins with him losing money, like most conversations, and then we'll take it from there. I believe if he loses enough money, he may want to swallow his ego. Billionaires didn't become billionaires generally by turning down opportunities to make a lot of money, though you know Snyder better than I do.
No, but you're making a good point, of course. And so we're going to see what those competing pressures produce in Dan Snyder. But one of the things that I've always said is that this name cannot withstand scrutiny. It just can't. I thought this name would change 7, 8 years ago. for the simple reason that I thought Robert Griffin III was going to be so good that the team would advance deep into the playoffs on a year-in, year-out basis. And the scrutiny that would accompany that would make the name untenable. The same way right now, there's a serious discussion about the Kansas City Chiefs changing their name. Yeah. And one of the reasons for that is, of course, the movement. But another reason is that they just won the Super Bowl. And so it forces people to think about these things. Think about mascotting. Think about who it hurts. Think about who it helps. And, you know, one of the big lies that Snyder likes to push is that the name means too much to the people of the Washington, D.C. area.
That's garbage.
That is such garbage. You know, one of my favorite little facts about the D.C. area, particularly Black D.C., is that the Dallas Cowboys are actually the second most popular team. And that, did you know that? That statistically, the Cowboys were number two, the great rival of the Washington football team?
Not only did I not know that, I could almost say I'm shocked by it.
Yeah, it's true. I'm talking pure polls and statistics. And one of the reasons why that's the case is that that's rooted in families that have lived in D.C. for three, four generations. And they remember George Preston Marshall, the owner of the team who was a white supremacist. And they rooted for the team that Washington hated for the simple reason that, you know, like, what is the opposite of the Washington football team? It's the Dallas Cowboys. Sure as night is the opposite of day. And they rooted for that team as a statement of loving football and hating racism. I mean, you go into a bar in the D.C. area when the Cowboys in Washington play, and you see a lot of that silver star, let me tell you.
No, that's right. I mean, they're all around the country. I'm told it's America's team. Who knows? Maybe it is. But listen, we always talk about Daniel Snyder, as we should. But, like, Dave Zirin, Chuck Mogliano, we can't really control Daniel Snyder, but we can put pressure in other areas. And what are we both working? We work in the field of sports journalism. And there's some places, you know, I write for Deadspin. They don't use the DC name. I previously wrote for New York Daily News. In the middle of the way, they said, we're going to stop using DC name, the R word. We can pressure every single sports outlet because there's still many who still use it. So even within our sphere, I think we have to put pressure to stop promoting that name until every sports outlet and other outlet stops using the R word.